Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of a countercedent social engineering program who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Today is November 4th, 2016. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and today is call-in Friday. The phone number today is 718-717-8296. Write that number down and put it on your refrigerator for next Friday, because every Friday we're going to have call-in Friday. I think I figured out, we're working on, you know, it's been difficult getting people to connect. This is the key that we've determined, and I haven't on this computer, on my laptop I have. This is the issue that folks will call on Friday. If I call from my PC, the Wi-Fi goes out. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Dana.
You're breaking up really bad.
You're breaking up really bad. Maybe you should call in and let's see if the call-in Friday works.
I mean, yeah, no, you're breaking up. You were breaking up originally. You're okay now.
Okay, great. Because we had this like minute of sound. Before I introduced you, you sounded really bad. So, listeners, we do have our guest host on Friday. I love to have Dana on with us because we can have an open conversation on Friday. We don't have like a set agenda to talk. But I really want to discuss this. Tomorrow is November 5th. None of you can see the budget tonight and go out to tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not coming in on my show. I'm going to hang up and
okay.
Get you to call me back or something, maybe.
I will. Okay, well, we just lost Dana. Dana's having a hard time. This is what I mean. I was explaining this to you just now as the phone broke up. On my laptop, if I call on the radio show and we connect with the callers, we get kicked off line. If I call from my PC for some reason on Skype, unless you have a Skype number, I don't think I can answer the phone. I can't expect to answer Skype numbers and bring them to a call from PC Live. So, do my listeners that have Skype, please call me. It's really great to have the conversation with Dana. And with myself. Let's see if I can get Dana again. And try to add. The
camera. Yeah, you're breaking again.
Are you breaking again, Dana?
Oh, you're good that time.
Okay, good.
My vocal's okay, yeah.
Yeah, you sound way better than when we connected before, so that was actually really great. There you go.
Okay, what's up?
Good morning, Dana. I want to talk about the November 5th protests that I hope are popping up all over America, because we have an election, or it's not really an election, it's a selection. We know who's going to win. the big drama, the nail biting, it's all about like making us believe it's a real election. I mean, let's be real. They've been able to steal every single election that we know of since 2000. Really.
Are you far away from your microphone back and forth? Or?
I am not. Am I better now?
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know what's different, but it seems, I don't know. November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Day.
Yes. And I'm going to be doing a protest here at the courthouse, the new courthouse downtown on 8th Street, at 2 to 5 p.m. And you know what my sign is going to say? Limit the CIA budget.
Yeah.
You know, this is how, talk about post-ignorance project.
Guy Fawkes? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it relates to Guy Fawkes, because Guy Fawkes was fighting the unlimited budget that the Queen has, right? It's the same thing. The Queen gets to do whatever she wants. The CIA in the United States does the same thing. They do whatever they want. They have an unlimited budget.
Guy Fawkes was going to assassinate the Parliament, right? The upper house of Parliament. These were appointed, not elected. And so they arrested him, stopped him, convicted him, threw him in jail, etc. So November the 5th, when people normally in North America, they'll have what they call bonfire night. That's supposed to be to celebrate the capture. But they don't understand that Guy Fawkes was going to get rid of that corrupt inbreeds. And so that wasn't a bad thing as far as I can tell, right? Getting rid of these corrupt, disgusting inbreeds was a good thing. So November the 5th. Tomorrow, you're going to be out protesting act of defiance. And like Hillary, you know, Clinton and Donald Trump, it's not really a choice, but I'm on the outside. I'm not from America, so I see it. I don't have those emotional attachments, in other words.
You're also not female. I mean, to me, Trump...
I got a female name, Dana.
I know. Well, I have a male name, Lonnie. So there we go.
It's hilarious.
It is kind of funny. We enjoy ourselves anyways, Dana. Here we are on Call-In Friday. Nobody calls in. So look, this is what I figured out on the Call-In Friday. You know how we always have this issue? For some reason, I can take the call-ins on my Skype on my laptop, but if I call the radio show on my laptop, invariably I get kicked off the internet. So when I call in from my PC, which I do, it's very
simple. Yeah, I lost your audio again that time.
Yeah, my Skype. See how the Skype messes up? This is what happens when I call from my PC. So it's a hilarious little NSA game, I guess, going on. But we'll figure it out. It's always available, right?
So, yeah, as long as you haven't got a bandwidth being chewed up somewhere else on your computer.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell that to my computer guy because we keep working on this one. Every week he comes over and every week we're figuring it out. So what I was going to say is, if you want to call me,
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me, Dana?
I hear little words once in a while, but most of it's it's going down a long pipe, and I'm at the end of the pipe and yell louder. I can't hear you, kind of. I don't know what. Yeah, no, it's no fun if we keep going that way.
No, that's no good. You cannot hear me at all.
Now I hear you fine. You're back and forth, so.
Wow.
I don't know what to say. I'll just keep going.
This is at the. Jules is telling me the microphone is not adjusting. Hold on 1 second. Let me just switch to my old microphone. Hold on.
And I'll keep talking while you're doing that.
Please do.
Okay, for folks that are out there, my apologies. We normally start off really good shows each time. Press reader, the Wall Street is reporting that uranium stocks in the last 6 weeks have fallen 25%. And so this is significant. This is since Fukushima meltdowns, triple meltdowns that killed the Pacific Ocean happened. Uranium stocks have fallen steadily, but the major media is of pushing uranium stocks like they're still worth something. But everybody who bought uranium stocks in the last 6 years lost all their money or most of their money. immediately the stocks will drop again after your peak investment. They're looting everybody, the stocks. Malaysia is not going to go ahead with their power plants. And Lonnie got her mic working.
Is that better?
Well, I can just hear it banging around in the background, so it must be working okay.
Here, let me put you on. Let me put you on mute so I can.
There you go. And so, uranium stocks have fallen 25%. Like I say, in 6 weeks, and that Malaysia is not going to build their nuclear power plants like the posturing they were claiming, and that there's £1 billion excess. That's a 5-year supply. But people got to take in consideration that France has 19, just closed 19 plants, and they have 12 on the chopping block on top of that. They got nowhere to put all the waste. It's all posturing when they say they're going to build all these plants because they got no way dealing with the waste they created over the last 70 years. It's become a nightmare on this planet. And people don't understand that, I'm sure, but if you've seen the maps of the nuclear holding facilities, waste sites, it would freak them out because they got nowhere to put this stuff. They don't know how to contain it. It's hemorrhaging into all the communities, and they just can't keep producing more of it. It's not like gas or oil or coal. They don't emit energy. This stuff, you walk by it, it could kill you just walking by it one time. Whereas as oil, gas, and coal, that's natural elements. Our body are acclimated to it through millenniums of being acclimated to it in increments over time. Japan, for people that are not familiar, and I think we're just waiting for Lonnie to come back online. But Japan,
well, I'm wondering, can you hear me now? Is that better?
I can hear you now. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're still there. You doing okay, Lonnie? Testing, Lonnie. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I'm messing this up.
I can hear you, Lonnie, no problem.
Never a good idea for me to do this. Hello?
I can hear you, Lonnie.
Thank you. So that, can you hear me okay? Am I all right now?
Yeah, your best coin.
I'm so not a tech person. I apologize to everybody. Thank you, Dana.
That's awesome.
They were able to hear you. Okay, great. Okay, well, I'm sure you were informing people about the hideous state of affairs that's going on the number one event that none of us can actually. This is the thing about this selection that goes on, and this is all a media event show to make us take us off focus of the idea that's really important, don't you think, Dana? Like the number one thing that happens.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, don't you think that's actually the worst thing that everybody is forgetting, is that really the issue is Fukushima? That we really, like, we are being poisoned by uranium mining, by uranium tailings. We're talking about protecting the water, about our civil rights, our civil liberties, and yet our primary liberty that we, our God-given thing to have safe food and safe water and safe air, are being taken away from us by the nuclear industry while everybody drinks the Kool-Aid and pretends that it's not getting worse as we get on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. No. Look, I mean, Hillary allowed everybody to be eating radiation in her food.
100%. Yes, she right? did.
So that was the worst thing imaginable for anybody on this planet to do to anybody, and she already done it, and the damage is done. People have already died from consuming that stuff. Children now have vicious diseases from eating it. I mean, my goodness, right? No matter how you try to spin it,
well, not only that, it's if they had actually taken this much more seriously at the very beginning, we might not be 6 years. Like, they've just accepted the idea that we're going to have this nuclear volcano for the next 150 years, at least, thousands of years. We have a nuclear volcano going on, and it's only going to get worse. Like, they know this. This is the part about it that's incomprehensible. They know that that's what's exactly it is. So they're preparing to leave the planet or go underground or do some alternative thing. They're figuring it out while the rest of us are just going to be left like meat for the buzzards.
Well, Hillary will be to put the final nail in her coffin as far as I'm concerned, because that's her whole agenda, her whole career, her whole history. All of her friends, everybody is in that same mix. And it's going to be hard for her to step out and be some kind of amazing good guy. I'm not saying Donald Trump is an amazing good guy either. But I do know one thing. Hillary's going to be worse than any other president that country has ever seen. And she has no intention of backing down. I mean, just think about what she has done in the context of her legacy.
This is what I think. Right? I don't think it's her. I think she's an obedient servant. This is what happens. Dick Cheney said it best before Barack Obama took office, like 48 hours, two or three days before he took office. He's like, yeah, he made some snide remark on a television show that I saw him on. He was like, yeah, he's saying all these things now. He goes, wait till he gets in the office. He'll change his mind. And you know what that meant? The little knock on the door is going to happen and say, you want to be rich or you want to be dead? Because the murder will start with your kids first, and then your wife, and then you. And then, you know what I mean? Like, they are the coerciveness. This is why I'm going to put up a sign tomorrow. We were talking about Guy Fawkes Day. Because really, we really do need to challenge where it's, to me, the straw men are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I pretty much decided I'm just going to turn in a blank ballot on that one. I haven't filled it in. I can't vote for her. I can't vote for him. I can't vote for Jill Stein. She's heavily invested in Big Pharma. Her husband's an MD. Ugh, no way. That to me is just as evil. Evil is as evil does. And the AMA, in my view, is evil. Unequivocally, we do not have the best health care in the world. We have the most reprehensible and irresponsible health care in the world. That's how I feel about it. So she's out. So like that was my big thing. Oh, well, I'll just vote for Jill Stein. Well, I found out that Jill Stein's heavily invested in Big Pharma. No. I'm done. And so this really, to me, shows that really this has shown us that we have no control. These are all puppets being obedient servants, and the quicker, the faster they obey, the more money they make. Why do you think the Clinton Foundation's been able to get away with siphoning billions of dollars out for their own selves? I mean, this FBI investigation, I heard on Richie Allen's show about 6 months ago, a guy was talking about what's coming out in the news today. And he said it exactly. The elites were really pissed off when Clinton went on that airplane and basically coerced the attorney general. It was so open that they were furious with Bill Clinton. And this investigator said, look, this is what all these they knew months ago about the WikiLeaks, from WikiLeaks about, that's what WikiLeaks really did, was out the, blatant. All those emails that they deleted that they didn't want to show anybody, they were all just blatant, like bribery and corruption, like blatant, enough to get them thrown in jail for sure. I mean, I feel they're going to have a Kenley death. I don't think they're going to allow themselves to get arrested. They'll just die and have a heart attack and go live on some fucking island and be happily ever after. That's kind of how
Well, Hillary's voted for every war in history. She was the war machine for the Pentagon for quite a long time. Now, you know, Donald Trump brought four rape victims of Bill Clinton to a speech. Donald Trump had called out media and showed their flaws. We've never seen anybody do that before.
Well, let's just talk reality. Donald Trump and Bill Clinton were seen together on an airplane. This is in British papers from Brian Epstein using and abusing child prostitutes. So they're both, and we have Trump on record saying, bragging about being a sexual predator. In my view, Donald Trump is insignificant in the view. The worst is Mike Pence. They want to roll back the rights for gay people and queer people in our country. They want to take away the right of choice for women in our country. They want to send women who've had abortions to jail. They want to make it more difficult for black people to be able to vote. They want to make it harder for people to vote. They want to have Muslims carrying papers. That is not something I want to have happen in the United States. So this is the point. We have two horrific monsters running for... This is what the elites, they are fucking giving us the big finger. Excuse my language, but it is so like obvious. Like, these people are so incredibly gaslighters. I was abused as a child. I know gaslighting and abuse. And this, the pummeling we're taking in this country for daring to think that we were going to get Bernie Sanders in office. They are giving it to us hard. And it's not, you were right, it is going to get worse after the election, whether Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton take over. It's, you want war overseas, or do you want to have war in the United States against the American people? That's how I view it. Because she's going to perpetrate war, he's going to perpetrate war.
I think you're wrong. I don't think Trump is going to perpetrate any wars. I think Trump don't have the blood on his lapel like everybody else has on theirs. He doesn't have the history. Sorry, go ahead, Lonnie.
Mike Pence did vote to keep funding the wars. That's not true.
Yeah, Mike did, but like Trump is already. Well, look, when it comes to Hillary, there's no debating, right? So we know she's mass murder machine.
Hillary fest.
Hillary, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about what's going to happen if Hillary goes in. There's lots of ifs, ands, or buts.
Hillary's going to go
Trump
in.
Goes in.
Hillary's you know going in. They're doing this whole nail-biting thing to make us freak out, to make people like me who are... Why do you think the news came out today that Trump is saying he's going to roll back LGBT regulation? That's going to be one of his first things. He said that today, 4 days before the election. Why do you think that happened?
And Obama said he was going to close Guantanamo Bay, and George Bush said there was going to be no wars, and Johnson said they weren't going to Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's no president out there that has ever kept a promise.
Look,
they might go to war against Canada, but
difference is Donald Trump gets into office, it's a tacit, the KKK hoods are going to come back out.
I got no idea where you're coming from.
Well, I know you don't, because you've never lived in neighborhoods where black people were hung by trees and people with hoods stood around having parties.
Yeah, well, we can say that about any country if we go back far enough.
Yes,
like we're not living in it. If Donald Trump becomes president, we're not going to see KKK out hanging black people in trees. We're not going to see the stuff they're saying. That's nonsense. No,
You know what? Why do you think the whole issue about coming out of gay as being gay is such a big issue? Because gay people have been regularly murdered and harassed and killed and beaten up. Talk to any kid.
There's 29,000 rapes a year in the military. There's 22 veterans committing suicide every day.
And you know what? Thanks to the tough guy's attitude, and you know what that whole thing is about, the tough guy's attitude, is exactly the attitude that Donald Trump and Mike Pence bring. They're the dichotomy. One's the foul-mouthed, slanderous misogynist, and the other one is the super righteous Christian who wants to keep all women in the kitchen and have them shut up and sit down. So no, neither one of those guys. Now, I'm not defending Clinton. I'm just saying, as an American, I'm not going to vote for any of them. And because I find myself in that position, I'm all the more compelled to go out and protest tomorrow. Because we are being jerked around like nobody's business, man.
If people don't vote for Trump, then Hillary's going in. And people vote for Hillary, Trump's not going in. And if people vote for Hillary, the countries and around the world will be in much more trouble than if Trump goes in. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
I so disagree with you on that one. I cannot even begin to tell you how much.
Well, you think Hillary's not freaking already bought and paid for and already got
yes,
the
I do.
Already
and
got
you think
the
Trump is not already that? Bought and paid for. You think Trump is not bought and paid for?
Not like Hillary. Trump doesn't have the same connections as Hillary. Trump doesn't hang out with the same.
Tell you what, person. Trump knows all those people. He is not a politician who's been bought. He has been buying. He has been purchasing. He is part of the problem. He has owed all this money all his life. He's never done.
We're trying to Like, we can bash Trump all you want, no matter what I say. We're trying to find out who's the worst person there. And choose. Is that what you're trying to find out? Or maybe I'm confused. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, this is kind of a hard issue.
If someone's going to try to tell me that Trump is worse than Hillary, they don't know what they're friggin' talking about. And that if I was warned about that we're going to talk about this, I would have had all my ducks in a row. And I can guarantee you I'd knock it all down, too. But I think people are...
I don't think there's really a real election. That's the point here.
Right.
We're getting all heated, it's socially programmed. That's the issue. She's going to win. They're making us nail-bite, have this anxiety. Who's the worst? Who's the best? Who's done what?
Like, whatever America does, Canada's forced to do. So I have an interest in it, too. And I pay attention to the most of it. I just didn't know we were talking about it this morning, right?
Well, this is my thing, Dana. I don't mind having this conversation, a frank conversation about it. And it's not about having ducks in a row, because really, it doesn't matter. People are not going to – our conversation is not going to sway the election. We're not going to, like, make a difference. You know what I mean?
You don't know what's going to get chopped out, posted, and go viral. You really don't know. That's the whole point of it, right?
You know what I think we ought to do? It'd be really awesome if we had enough people who didn't vote for either one of those people, and then we had a legislative emergency. That's where a lot of people are in America. That's who that guy was that I talked to last week.
If people are smart, they go and try to elect the other guy. And that way they don't have that, when all the war breaks out and hell breaks out and Hillary destroys everything, they can look everybody in the face and say, well, I didn't vote for that crazy. The other one is not going to do it. That's a fact. The other one got too much weight on their shoulder to get away with it. They don't live in that paradigm. Trump hangs out with beautiful people all the time. Hillary hangs out with mass murderers all the time.
Let me tell you what. The Trump machine will do exactly as they're told. And as they're told is, we are going to war, period. You will do exactly as you're told. That is what the Trump machine will do. And in fact, I personally think that he's going to get paid $1 billion for every 10% by which she, I believe that he's working to help her get elected. I think he is genuinely working to help her get elected. And Bernie Sanders done. Huh?
Like Bernie Sanders done? Everybody put their fate in Bernie. What did Bernie do? Stabbed everybody in the back.
And you know why? For the very same. See, this is the thing. I think Bernie Sanders' campaign was spontaneous from the get. They stole it from him. And he recognized, like, okay.
He was the John McCain, Sherry Palin of the last election.
I don't think he was intentionally in it.
Right. They weren't there to win. They were there to draw. They were draw the crazies out, not all the crazies, of course, like anyone, but draw out what they call the crazies, which are people don't want war and stuff, to try to draw them out and then flip them. Everything's about war. 53 cents on the American dollar goes to war.
This is why one of my signs is going to say, we need to limit the CIA, when you think about it, are the big the instigators of the war profiteers. They're the people who go out and start stirring it up and making it worse so that the war profiteering continues. But this is the thing about the whole – this is why I have to go out and protest, and I hope people will join us. I'm going to actually put it live on Facebook, and I'm going to be putting it on Instagram also. And if people want to follow me on my Twitter, it's Nuts for Art 2. That I had to put the 2 in there for some reason. I guess I don't know what I did wrong, but I had to put the 2. NUTZFORART 2, the number 2. But on Instagram, I'm Nuts for Art, NUTZ, just like my YouTube channel, NUTZFORART. But this whole thing is really, like, this is the interesting thing. It's all really preordained. Clinton's going to win, period. My friend Ed thinks that this whole Trump thing is just to get the Trump supporters slathered up into violence so that they have a reason to instill martial law. He thinks that instigating the Trump supporters into violence and feeling so roused that they're going to protect the country and protect the government, that, there's a lot of talk here about how the militias are going to take over because they're just not going to let Hillary. They've demonized Hillary Clinton to the point where people feel like they have to protect the country, and so he feels like that is an intentional act so that they can roll out the martial law, which would be, I mean, considering they just approved $4 million at the DAPL for the police protection, who knows what the reality is anymore. But I firmly believe in nonviolence. Like, I think we need to totally
yeah, I was slipped during that time.
Well,
that would have been a funny one. No, I just, well, I know the difference. That's all.
I believe in violence, but verbal violence. Like, I don't believe that you
they
can
believe in violence. They believe in violence against you. They believe in violence against your protest. They believe in violence against your complaining. They use violence as a tool constantly, but we're not allowed to think the word violence because we're bad people. It's stupid.
I'm not saying that I'm nonviolent because I personally have ripped apart a radio with my bare hands.
So if you had a murderer coming, which would you rather have? The serial killer with the knife in his hand coming at you, or the serial killer that kills a million with a stroke of a pen? These are questions people need to ask themselves.
Well, that's what we're doing. I mean, this is the very convenient thing about all of it. It's not
you elect Hillary. If you don't vote for Trump, then you got no right to complain when Hillary's elected. If you vote for Hillary, you got no right to complain when they mass murder everything. And Hillary will do.
You really believe that Trump is different than Hillary? I don't at all. I think they are part of the same machine. I think they are not separate at all.
History is not there for mass murder. Look what Hillary done to every country. Wherever Hillary went, Blackwater was sure to slaughter. She had a long, long history of repressing and using the system to destroy countries. Trump doesn't have those histories. I'm not saying Trump is a good guy. I'm just saying if I truly believed in the country and I was trying to stop the mass murdering, then you're stuck with Trump. And whatever Trump turns into,
Hitler did not have the history either. This is my fear, is that this is the thing about Trump that I do not like. I do not like this discussion of we're going to roll back people's rights, make you start carrying papers, please. Papers, please. When I say they're going to perpetrate a war in the United States, it's going to start. That's how it starts here.
Everybody else carries their papers in America, don't they? Everybody else got to produce their ID all the time in America.
Not what religion you are. No. No, we do not have to carry a piece of paper to show us what religion we are. And I'm not going to carry a piece of paper that shows
religion. You don't need, like, the Muslim bashing is the Muslim bashing is the Muslim bashing. There's 5% of the Muslims at best might be extremists. The rest are normal people.
Yes,
and
but the
Muslim bashing hasn't stopped ever since.
You have not actually experienced, like, the hate in America, the racism. I mean, honestly, it is deep, Dana. Like, my nephew is half black. Do you know he stopped riding an automobile to work because the cops stopped him so much? He rides a bike 10 miles away. He takes his bike. He still gets stopped.
We have native communities throughout here, and every native community, every child has been brutalized by the police before they're 10 years old.
Right.
Every child out there has a criminal record by the time they're 12 years old. It's not like I don't know. Saying I don't know is wrong, because the natives are not black doesn't mean they're not oppressed. And that I do know. I do pay attention. I do follow politics worldwide. I don't just look at America or Canada. And that I've been doing it for a very long time.
I do understand
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I don't know the Lonnie I'm talking to today, because she doesn't sound like the girl I'm used to. That's usually very thoughtful and very precise in the things she's saying. Today it's a lady who's upset and look at any side.
No,
I understand the anger.
My heart of hearts vote for Donald Trump. I personally have had my vote.
But I get that, but what are you going to do? Do you vote for Hillary? You don't vote for either one?
Nope.
And then you don't have any right to complain. Or after, right?
The reality is, we all know that Hillary's going to win. They're going to steal it. They will take it. You know, Greg Palast has done lots of work. He's got a new movie, The Best Democracy.
I know who he is, but go ahead. Audience don't know, but yeah, go ahead.
I mean, his movie's called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. He's got a new video out, and it's actually really interesting because he talks about how they used to be able to steal the elections with these machines by 2 to 3, 4%. Now they've gotten it down to where they can steal it by 20 to 30%, depending on the state. So believe you me, it is not a free and fair democracy that we live in. And Hillary Clinton has been anointed. This whole thing about Trump's a good guy and people have to feel guilty because
I never said that. No one says that. They say he's better than Hillary. That's all.
Yes. But the point is this. I, A, can't cast a vote for a man that is a known sexual predator, especially considering my history. I cannot vote for a woman who is a known sexual predator. You know what I mean? Like, she's a murderer, a mass murderer, and a sexual predator. She's done nothing but cover up for her sexual... God knows, we don't even know the extent of her sexual predators. Most women predators, we don't find out about. So let's just be clear on that one. So I can't vote for either one of them, and I'm not going to feel guilty like I'm responsible for Hillary Clinton getting in, because we know they're going to anoint her. This whole business of, oh, the polls are tightening up. They're not tightening up. It's all fucking gaslighting. It's all gaslighting. They know it's not a free and fair election. She's going to be president. That's why she knocked Bernie off the step, and Bernie went to the convention with a fucking bruised face. They gave him the 1-2 before. And so then they demonize. Then the part of Trump happens. He starts making himself such a despicable monster that anybody who considers themselves really standing up for women's rights or gay rights could never vote for the guy.
You're not going to get. You're not going to get a candidate that you're going to like no matter where you're to anyway, because the system is rigged like that. The only thing you got left is allegedly to vote for the one that's going to be the least evil.
Allegedly.
And but I mean, that's what you got. You can sit there and say, I don't believe in any of them, but that does no one any benefit.
Oh, okay. So I get your point here, Dana. Fundamentally, you're not saying that Trump is decent, but you think fundamentally he is the worst.
You got to block your because you're angry, and that's understandable because of the country you're in. But I understand that anger. But I, like, once again, Justin Trudeau was idiotic, but he was better than the other the mainstream idiotic idiots, and that he done no benefit by electing him. But you couldn't look yourself in the mirror if you voted for the other guy. And glad that that guy got in. Not that he'd done any good, not that he's any different, but I'm glad he's there rather than the other crazy, because he doesn't have the blood the other guy got on his hands already. That's the same way I see Trump. Trump is too in the spotlight. He's been at this living the life of luxury and, you know, just what's the word for it, where you're overloaded with wealth and you can have anything you want.
Yeah, but straight up narcissistic indulgence. But
Hillary has the same thing, but she doesn't live that life.
I give you that.
He does. He does.
If it was Trump, I wouldn't mind, but he happened to have...
Hillary can say kill a million. Trump got to think about it.
To me, Mike Pence...
It's not a difference, but it is. Go ahead.
Mike Pence is no different. Pence is really a frightening little dictator.
Anything with a military suit on is a frightening dictator. Anybody who sends their children off to join the military is a frightening dictator in their community. Anybody that joins the military is a frightening dictator because you can't get out of it. They got to follow orders. And you can't. How can you join something you can't quit? Once again, 29 million rapes in the military. Pence is well familiar with that stat, I can assure you. And if they're raping their own that much, how much are they raping in the countries they're occupying? This is a victimization machine that the whole military industry is the only industry America has, and the nuclear
industry.
That's
exactly right. Well, the nuclear is part of the military. It's all about the war machine. The only industry United States has happens to be war profiteering and creating war, which is why tomorrow when I go out and protest, my sign's going to say limit the CIA budget, because the CIA since 1947 has had an unlimited budget that is secret to everybody in Congress. They do not have to answer to anybody. We just have a black hole. If that does not even include the $13 trillion that's missing from the Pentagon. So no wonder our schools are broken, our country is broken. We're secretly funding a war machine that is destroying our environment and every sense of reasonability on our planet. It's like it's really an out of control death machine.
It's in 900 countries, 900 bases, and they're carrying out economic hits. They're carrying out banking steals in these countries, economic sanctions. They're spying on everybody in these countries. It's a destructive machine no matter how we look at it. You got McAllister's bomb manufacturer in American Oklahoma, McAllister with a C, MC, right? McAllister and an A. Well, all they make is dirty bombs. That's it. There's four of those communities in America. All they do is make dirty bombs from nuclear weapons. That's it, the whole industry. Then most of the industry out there, for every soldier, you need seven people. That's 53 cents on every dollar to go to war, and it's 900 bases.
Well,
and then the rest of the money has to go to pension.
Half the soldiers with drugs. They plan on, this is part of their new thing that came out this week, they plan on replacing 50% of all the soldiers with a machine, with a robot. That's where they're going.
Yeah, they're never going to close down the bases. And Hillary was going to light them all up. The only way Trump can light them all up is if there's a world war, and everybody wants to go to war in that context. Mike Pence is not going to be able to do the things that people think he's going to do. He's not in that position. Trump has gone on a platform, and he's going to be held to account. Hillary can't be held to account. Trump can be held to account because everybody, all the celebrities know Trump, for instance, live in these big buildings. All the people know Trump, all the businesses he have. He's not like Obama, where he has thousands of little shops all over the country, say that, you know, type operations. And Trump is everywhere. You can get at Trump in a thousand different venues. You can't get at Hillary anywhere. But Hillary's the one who brought in Fukushima food immediately and said, no, we're not even going to test for radiation. And then her whole history and her husband's history of raping just endless women. Like, you guys got no choices in many ways. I'm not saying anyone, but I can guarantee you that if you were lucky enough to get Trump in, you're still not in a good boat, but you're not in Hillary's boat. Being in Hillary's boat is being on a sinking ship. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's horrifying.
Danny, this is why I love you. I swear to God, you're good at oratory. You actually planting them seeds here. Like, I actually still, you haven't swayed me. I'm not going to vote. I'm not voting for either one of them. But your arguments are really strong. But this is I genuinely believe that we do not have an electoral vote. Like, I don't think we have a vote. I think it's going, that all of this nail-biting, all this anxiety is just to froth us up. But there's no real vote. I think that Hillary Clinton is going to be the president. They've already determined she's going to be the president. The question is whether she has a Ken Lay death before she takes office or not, and how obedient will Kane be to his overlords, which I think he will be extremely obedient, and we are going to do exactly what they want.
If Hillary gets elected and the button is there and she has a seizure, we're all done. If Hillary's elected and she has a bad day, we're all done. If Hillary's elected and somebody says, hey, let's go to work, we're all done. If Hillary's elected, someone says, hey, let's just frigate, let's just drive taxes up, let's bring in this, let's bring in that. That's what they'll do. Everybody will just give up. But if Trump does something, everybody will fight him left, right, and center. If Hillary does, everybody's, oh, well, they can't beat Hillary. You can't fight and argue and complain about Hillary.
I think that's an incorrect statement. I don't believe so. I think that people have been look, let's face it. We have 6 years of Fukushima, Dana. How many people are out there speaking out? When I'm imploring people right now to go out tomorrow and do a protest, I've had my event page up on my page for 2 weeks. I advertised it in the Eugene Weekly. How many people do you think are going to show up with me? Maybe three. Maybe three people. One, two, or three people might show up. People will not leave their computers. They might phone call they might phone call. I mean, 35 million people live downstream of the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's been defended by maybe 1,000, 2,000 people. Those 35 million people downstream, very few have taken time off to go up and defend their own water. So this is like where we have to really examine the gaslighting. You talk about being angry. Yeah, I'm angry because I struggled my whole life as an adult to get out of that sense of anxiety that comes when you're a seriously abused child. When the people that you love, that you are guarded with, that people are, you know, commissioned to give yourself to in this lifetime, you agree to. And I have come to the mind where I think we pick our parents. So I have accepted responsibility for that. But when you're betrayed at such a deep level by your parents that your life is nothing but a prison until you can get away from them. And then 40 years later to have this, I can see the gaslighting. I see the scenario. I can actually see these motherfuckers sitting around a big, gigantic, rich table with all these food and all these servants figuring out how they're going to do it and how they're going to make it look real. And we want it done efficiently and we want it done correctly. It's all gaslighting.
I grew up different. I grew up coveted and loved by both my parents, and I loved them to pieces. I have no animosity towards them whatsoever. That's and awesome. So, like, I get where you're coming from, where I have friends that grew up in your position, and so they coveted my parents. So I understand that. But, you know, once again, when I look at it, Hillary voted for 5 million refugees in Iraq and Afghanistan. She voted for 5 million orphans to get 10,000 Taliban. She voted for millions of rapes when she voted for the Iraq war.
So has Mike Pence. Mike Pence voted unequivocally to reinstate the Iraq war funding. He unequivocally voted.
Yeah. I think every one of them did, basically. Yeah.
Yes,
every one of them did. Yeah. They all did.
What's the common denominator?
Except for Ron Paul.
Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, and Cynthia McKinney. Cynthia McKinney is out. Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, all those people are considered radicals and nominals, and you know, like the demonization. This is the point here: the demonization. I get what you're saying about Trump 100%. The demonization is real and deep, and they go to the heart of it, and they do it intentionally. And I recognize that, which is why I'm going to be protesting, folks, because this conversation we've had, and thank you, Dana, for being willing to, like, unexpectedly have this conversation, because I really appreciate it. I think it makes, well, I think it's
you got to have someone there that's going to stand their ground.
Well, it's not just that. For someone to really frame it in a different way than I can think about it. That's why it's important to have civil conversations. And not call names, not be hideous people to each other, but to just have conversations about it. Because really, we all do love each other and care about each other. We all, everybody listening to this radio show, and I'm sorry that the call-in numbers, we've had 3 calls I've had to ignore. So we're still working on it. I apologize to you for not being able to get through. But, you know, this is why it's important to have these conversations, because we want to advance humanity. We don't want to just offer our heads up to the chopping block, which is what's going on, why you're doing your show and your live feeds as often as you can. So, Dana, why don't you tell people how to find you and when your live feeds are?
I'm so burnt out. Live feeds are at Beautiful Girl by Dana on YouTube. And the last one we put up was 80 killer whales emaciated. That's all of them here in Puget Sound, just past us in the American side. We're going to lose the whales real soon. I've been saying for the last couple of years, 2017. But you'll find links and about me at the Nuclear Proctologist, THE in the beginning of it, thenuclearproctologist.org. But anybody don't know me, I'm a researcher. I've covered a lot of topics over many years, but I've always covered nuclear. And Fukushima, of course, as me and Lonnie usually cover each Friday. And right now, I understand the trepidation everybody has out there in many senses of the elections and the future and the uncertainty. And so you have to look at your history to understand your future, because you'll repeat it for sure down there, and so will most of this planet. That, you know, the war machine was never meant to become what it is. It was never meant to become so powerful. It was never meant to eat up 53 cents on every dollar in America.
No. In fact, you know what? We really did. We're not meant to have like a standing army, actually. This country was, we were not meant to have a standing army.
Right. You're supposed to have a small army for foreign invaders, but everybody was, the Second Amendment in America was to protect the country. Everybody had a weapon, and if a foreign invader would come, you had 300 million people firing them back at them. And so it was an overwhelming amount of but you were supposed to have a militia. The militia in each community was supposed to be the army if you needed
one. That's
right.
That's right.
And the militia was supposed to get rid of the corrupt politicians, corrupt government officials, and replace them with local people that was qualified until they found somebody else permanent. Right? And so they still have that authority. That's still under the Constitution. It's still in the Bill of Rights in Canada, and it's still in the UK's Magna Carta. I'll shut up because otherwise I'll keep yakking. But it was also supposed to meant to get rid of the. Yeah, it was meant to get rid of repressive regimes in your country. And that could be a police station. That could be a local a courthouse. That could be the local town council. And that could be many other manifestations of corruption. That the militia was responsible because right now you're looking, waiting for a prosecutor to indict these people. That's not how it's supposed to work. The checks and balances was you, was the people themselves. And that's why I encourage everybody to get out there and vote. And I encourage everybody not to vote for Hillary Clinton. Unfortunately, the other party is a war machine too, but it's nothing like what Hillary's going to do. Hillary already has everything in her little black book. And when she gets the okay, she's going to dial every number. And they're going to go for broke. You're going to have to... Trump is going to fight his way. Have to fight his way into the war.
You think they're going to make a difference? Yeah. I really firmly believe that it is going. She's already been anointed. There, this whole thing about Trump even has a chance, I think, is pure gaslighting.
I agree.
Maybe you were right. I don't know.
I'm just saying. In a good world, this is what you would hopefully do.
The goodness of the world is within our own hearts. It's us, each one of us. And no matter who gets elected, this is the point, no matter who gets elected, we have a moral obligation to continue to speak up for the rights of our planet and the rights of our people. And for those people that say, we're going to go to war, not if people say to their children, don't join the service, become a conscientious objector, refuse to fight, refuse to go, refused to be a police. There was two police officers in the Dakota Access Pipeline who took their badges off and joined the other side. This is what we need, conscientious objectors. And that is the only thing that, I mean, until we get to where the people who, I mean, it's not them doing it to us. It's our community members who pick up the gun against their own community members. So we need to keep that in mind and keep it civil and refuse to enforce. I mean, like, I get what you're saying about Trump. He might be saying he's going to take away LGBT rights and throwing women in jail and taking our rights away.
He's not going to do it. He can't do it. He won't. No one will sit by and let it happen. It's not going to happen.
They will. Yes.
No, they won't. No, they won't.
I hope not.
No, the movement is too strong. No, they'll bring them to the streets. They'll go to war against these people because... That if that's their only fear, they don't got real fears. There's other people to worry about, and they'll stand up for the gays in the community if that's what everybody's worried about. It's more to this than just the blacks or the gays. This is what everybody seemed to make a stance on. This is not realistic. I don't see the evidence. I haven't seen any evidence to show me that's realistic. I just don't see it. And if I see it, I can guarantee you, you know me, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to make it up. I'm not going to ignore the evidence. I'm going to use it in the narrative because it's the proper evidence. I won't turn my back on it. Not like these people, of course. And I strongly feel the way I feel that I already stated. I don't need to state anymore. Go ahead, Lonnie.
I love you, Dana. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hugs for everybody.
Well, look, this is the issue here. Let's get off the election and let's talk about this protest tomorrow, because I am going to be live feeding onto Facebook. I'll be out there at 2. I'll probably start the live feed around 3 or 2:30, something like that, once I get out there. I am going to make a sign that says, limit the CIA, revoke the Unpatriot Act. Well, I mean, we need to talk about the real issues. What I call the Unpatriot Act took away all of our rights in the United States. It's the reason they can keep Gitmo open. It's the reason they have the perpetual war machine, because we have this like false dichotomy of we have enemies that hate us for our freedom. That's a ridiculous statement. We have known proof that the CIA is training Afghanis to become terrorists. You know, the reason that we don't bomb those ISIS trains of American-made trucks is because they have CIA operatives on it. So the whole thing is just a false narrative, and I hope that people will get out and protest tomorrow against it, because we really need to have a voice. Imagine if we had, like, I don't know, 100,000 people on Facebook tomorrow all day long posting their protests that they have in their little communities, even though nobody shows up. Well, let's say we had 100,000 communities where there's only 3 or 4 or 5 people standing out in front of a federal courthouse, or the federal building in their community, and then protesting for just a few hours and leave feeding at live feed, that would be 100,000 people protesting in the United States. That could make news, and that could actually make them really think that, you know what, America's not as asleep as and dumb as we think they are.
You go out to a major intersection and block it with your vehicle and get up on the roof and you start yelling, and then you'll make it to the news. Outside of that, nothing's gonna happen, right?
I don't even think if you block them. I know here in Eugene, if you block a major intersection, that would not get you to the news. Like, really, honestly, that's the kind of behavior. Because I guess because in, I mean, it might make it for.
That's how they used to do it. Yeah.
A 30-second thing, but
that's right. Really, that's, well, you wouldn't get on it otherwise, right?
This is they don't want to encourage the radicals, you know.
Well, like GMO, they never arrest a GMO protester. They'll march right down the center of the street, make all kinds of racket. They won't arrest them because they just won't do it. It's never happened in history.
What's really weird about that is you have a GMO protest here in town. Now, Eugene has, what, maybe 150,000, 180,000 people. Just a small town, but pretty good sized, right? You put up a protest that you're going to protest GMOs, there's 300 people down at Wayne Morris Square. We put up a protest for any other issue, and I'm not kidding you, any other issue, even the gay rights or which is big here in town, you're only going to get 30, 40, 50, 80, the same 30, 40 peace activists, so-called peace activists, the same, like the little old lady that held her cane up to Kevin Blanche and said, I don't like the way you're talking, young man. She was like trying, because he insulted her. He said, basically said to him, look, you old peace activists, you failed. Because if you hadn't failed, we wouldn't be dealing with 15 right now. And oh my God, did she get mad. It was like hilarious to watch her get all like uppity, because he looked at him and said, you failed, man. In fact, that statement is really like, you say that to anybody. And this is the issue. We're pushing back against a failed. And my friend Peter, who actually put himself in front of Dick Cheney's van for 15 minutes, his caravan for 15 minutes, got himself arrested. He refuses to stand up against Fukushima now. And he says, well, I did what I was supposed to do when I was younger. Let the younger people do it. And I just like, you know, what's the point of it all? They're just going to do what they're going to do anyways. And he goes, I'd rather just sit at home and play piano. I'm like, dude, that made me so angry, to be honest. That attitude is what really, when Kevin said that they failed, that's exactly right. He was right. That is a failed attitude, in my view. I was furious when he said that to me.
Everybody's going to freak out in the next year or so when there's no whales left. The whales are all emaciated. Every whale died on the coastline. And last year, 48 of them. Normally, you only find 8. None are emaciated, but they found 48 all emaciated. Now, there's 80 killer whales emaciated. There's no way they're going to survive much longer. They're eating their own flesh, their own blubber.
Right.
They're, like you say, they're not like a bear hibernating. They get out and eat a whole bunch of food, and they're fine. There's no food. There's no way out of this. And that's so the whole world is going to snap. We're talking anger overload coming our way.
Well, it's kind of like that whole thing of, like, somebody said this to me. I said, look, you can't say you didn't know. This is the Germans, you know, when the Germans all said, well, we didn't know. Yeah, they knew. They knew, and it's going to be the same thing. So we've got less than a minute left, Dana. I really appreciate this conversation we've had. I'm sorry I couldn't work it out so that we can get callers in, but okay. We are working on it. I thought maybe it might be fixed this week and the thing didn't pop up, but I am working on it. If people have Skype, they can call us. So your live feeds are not on a regular basis. It's when you have the time to deal with them.
Yeah, well, it's just because I got everything else on my plate at the same time, right?
That's perfectly fine. So we'll just keep looking. A Beautiful Girl by Dana, just check his YouTube channel. It'll say if there's an event coming up. So just check it daily, because usually you give us plenty enough time. Look, Dana, thanks for joining me. Thank you for the lively conversation and opening my mind a little bit. I don't think I'm convinced, but I really appreciate the thought. I really love you. I love all you do.
I love you too, sweetie. Take care.
Yeah. Put your courage feet on. Go out and protest tomorrow. Guy Fawkes Day. Talk to you later, you guys.
is Ozzy's Tape Work, and you're listening to Use Your Eyes.